Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome on in to our FreightWaves Now community update on this Tuesday. I'm Kaylee Nix here with Mary O'Connell, host and writer of our Check Call community. Today, we are talking about all things warehousing, which is a very hot topic in what was a really hot industry space for a while. Mary, thank you for being here.
Thank you guys so much for having me. You know, there's no better way to start a Tuesday than hanging out with you guys. So I'm excited to get into it because we kind of do a different, we go down a different avenue of warehousing this week, and I'm excited to get into it.
I'm excited too, because a lot of the conversation around warehousing for really the last kind of year or so has been about, oh my gosh, did we seriously mess up the warehouse industry, right? Did we put way too many eggs in a way too small basket and expect all of this freight to fill all these warehouses and now we have nothing going on? That's not the conversation we're having today. Today, we're talking about the decision to retrofit versus new build existing warehouse space, which is a good conversation because of where the market is headed. Talk to us a little bit about these choices and how 3PLs really do have a good option now.
Yeah, so it's something, so in the past, you know, we've talked about warehouse automation and, you know, the ability for the kind of, do I get some software? Do I, you know, have robots? Do I have drones? We talked about all like the high end and some of the technical aspects of it. But when it comes down to it, at some point in time, you're going to need to look at what your capabilities are versus what your shippers are. And so if you know that you have a shipper that is growing exponentially, maybe they're an e-commerce shipper and they'd like you to take over some fulfillment, but you look at your warehouse situation currently and you don't really have a space to put that fulfillment or anything like that. So I think really kind of leaning in and saying, okay, well, I have to make do with what I have, or can I maybe make some improvements to improve my warehouse space? So, you know, a lot of warehouses, obviously we see them pop up all the time, but the ones that exist, you know, they're a little old. They were maybe built 60 to 70 years ago, which is not necessarily old, but that's old for technology and warehousing developments. Cause you know how warehouses operated 50 to 60, even 70 years ago were wildly different than what we're looking at now. So I think it's time for a lot of people to say, okay, well, if I don't have, you know, millions of dollars to build this brand new warehouse from scratch, oh, how do I retrofit the one that I have? How do I make what I have work for me and continue to be kind of at the forefront and, you know, remain a successful 3PL with some of my warehousing solutions?
Price is that big kind of question mark, because especially in the space that we're in right now, warehouse space in general was at an absolute premium. Not even if you're talking about buying and owning your warehouse space, but even just renting the space, it is so expensive. And for 3PLs, especially if you're on that kind of smaller to mid-size, maybe owning an entirety of a warehouse isn't cost effective, but you need a little bit of a space, right? And it's kind of very difficult to pick and choose what that is. But in this conversation, we're talking about those folks who own their whole entire space or who are looking to own their whole entire space. Where do they really sit when it comes to opportunities to purchase new builds right now? Is that space out there? And is that a cost-effective solution that could be sought?
The option is definitely out there. It's just a matter of what market you're looking to purchase in. Because obviously, if you're looking for a rural part of, you know, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, anywhere that's not quite as populous, you're going to have a much easier time getting a deal on that land and maybe getting some of those permits and other things approved. But if you're looking to build one, you know, outside of New York City, San Francisco, right in a major city like Atlanta, it's going to be a lot more expensive. So it's a matter of kind of balancing what your budget is and then also where you would most need it. And so at that point in time, if you know you have a limited budget, but you really need the extra space in Atlanta, but you just can't afford a brand new warehouse, then maybe it's time to look at, okay, can I buy a really old warehouse that needs some love and just fix it up? Because if I, because that's also a faster turnaround time to getting that warehouse up and running. So if I can get something that's already been zoned appropriately and it just needs, you know, as house slippers would say, it's got good bones. You just need to kind of work through some of this stuff and, you know, get that retrofit aspect in there. And it's definitely something to consider, you know, moving forward, if depending on what your budget is versus what your return on that investment would look like.
The other thing for a 3PL to consider is, what does the mix of goods that they're looking to hold in their warehouse really look like? And how confident are they in the fact that that mix is going to stay consistent in the business that they're doing, right? You don't want to design a warehouse that's specifically made for this one really particular piece of freight, and then you lose your shipper and you're like, dang, I have all of this refrigerated space and now nobody to fill it. Is that something that a lot of folks really need to contend with when you're looking at this build versus retrofit decision? Is how confident are you in your shipper relationships and in maintaining the freight that you have?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, unless you're a 3PL that specializes in, you know, moving those super long rolls of flooring that we've all walked down at like Home Depot and Lowe's, and we see, unless that is your entire specialty, you're going to need to have some flexibility in that space, because most of the stuff, yes, will come palletized and you can stack it or not stack it, but it'll come palletized in roughly the same shape. But if you do have some of that atypical size stuff, you will need to kind of have some space for it, but I wouldn't necessarily build my entire warehouse around it unless that customer was also, you know, invested in this warehouse as well. But it's definitely a risk that you need to consider, and because technically a shipper can walk away at just about any point in time, or they can be asked to let out of a contract or not renew, and then you're left with this warehouse that you've kind of built to their freight, and that makes it much harder for, you know, the sales team to go out and find someone else that makes some similar freight profile. So it's definitely something you get to consider, and that's where some of the newer technology that comes, where I don't, for lack of a better word, I feel like it's like those movable shelves that you can kind of move around and rearrange. And that stuff is pretty cool, because if you do have some of that on that kind of atypical shaped freight, you can move your shelves or adjust kind of the layout of your warehouse accordingly, which is really cool, but also, again, comes with quite a heavy price tag.
And you got to find that flexibility in the design that you end up choosing. That begs the final part of our conversation, choosing to invest in automated solutions and robotic solutions, things like that. Do they have options that are considered maybe mobile options? Like, say I deploy it in a warehouse that is 15,000 square feet, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I have all this business. I got to move to something that is 60,000 square feet. Can you pick up that solution and move it with you?
I'm gonna say yes, but also it would kind of depend on what that solution is. Obviously, if you have a drone going through taking inventory, you might need to just buy another one if you go to a much bigger warehouse. But for the most part, a lot of your innovation, especially on the tech side, it can be carried over when you expand and we have a bigger warehouse versus, unfortunately, you know, any kind of development that you do on insulation or anything that is physically attached to the building, that's going to be a little trickier to take with you.
Yeah, you know, you can't always take everything that you bought when you go. Mary, for folks who want to catch Check Call the show, or of course find your newsletter, where can they go to do that?
Well, if you want to catch the show, just keep watching FreightWaves here on YouTube, but make sure you subscribe, hit the notification bell so you don't miss any episodes. The episode today will come out at 12:30. We get to talk to Jamie Dorlin from Kett Cadell. And if you want the newsletter, then subscribe to that on freightwaves.com/checkcall, and that'll be coming to your inboxes at 2:00 this afternoon.
All right, Mary, thanks for being here. We'll see you on the internet later today and catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.